The maftir of Parshas Kisetze, which is also the Kriyas HaTorah on Parshas Zachar, and is also a passage that many Jews read every day as part of the Shei Sechiros, is the discussion of Zachar as Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek Baderech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you left Egypt. Asher Karucha Baderech, that he chanced upon you or cooled you off on the way. And then the parasha continues to talk about how Amalek killed the weak and attacked the weak, and then tells us that when Hashem empowers the Jewish people and gives them their own land, they're meant to wipe out every member of Amalek, and they're not meant to forget what Amalek did to the Jewish people. Now, it's interesting, this is seemingly a very central mitzvah. If people are saying it every day, and that we all get together in shul on Parshas Zachar to hear it, and many people make an extra effort to be in shul on Parshas Kisetze in order to hear Parshas Zachar. But the Rebbe observes, seemingly, this mitzvah is not relevant nowadays. And that's for two reasons. Number one, even if we knew who Amalek was, the Jewish people are not currently empowered to engage in the erasure of the Amalekite nation. And even if the Jewish people were in fact empowered to do such a thing, we don't know who Amalek is. We don't know genealogically which nation the Amalekites are. So what then is the relevance of this mitzvah, and what's all the hullabaloo about? How does it pertain to us in our daily lives? So this is actually a topic which is discussed at great length in Chassidus. But here, the Rebbe offers one simple symbolism to explain what the inyan of Amalek is in our own spiritual life. The Rebbe says that the idea of Asher Karcha Baderech is he cooled you off on the path. Amalek is the force within our lives that cools us off from inspiration, which cools us off from being passionate about life, from being passionate about our mission. Amalek is our inner force of complacency, an inner force of apathy, an inner numbness. So the importance of constantly remembering Amalek is that we need to maintain constant vigilance against apathy, constant vigilance against a feeling of inner numbness. And we need to take active steps in order to fire ourselves up and in order to become passionate about our divine mission in this world. One way which the Rebbe suggests that we could do this is by engaging in the act of davening. But clearly the Rebbe doesn't mean that we'll show up in shul or in our houses and we'll open up a siddur and say words by rote. What he rather means is internalizing the spiritual light which is in the letters, using davening as a tool to become passion-inspired people. And clearly, if davening is not going to be that tool for you, the ultimate teaching of the Sicha is find what it is that will draw you out of a state of apathy and numbness, or will prevent you from entering a state of apathy and numbness so you can live an inspired life.